Then came Christ. And in one century, from Christ's coming into the world until the end of the apostolic age, the death of St. John the Apostle, truths were revealed that had never come up, never been known before. Over the years in teaching, as I think I've told you, in Protestant seminaries, I've told them unabashedly, one of my favorite definitions of Protestantism is Old Testament Christianity. So they put it down, make sure they pass their test. God revealed himself in the person of his divine Son beyond anything ever found in Isaiah or Jeremiah. But then, through the Holy Spirit, God continued revealing himself, I repeat, to the close of the apostolic age. Or the death of St. John, hear it. What we call the public revelation ceased. There will be no more revelations, which we technically call public. Meaning what? That all that the human race needs, both for its salvation and sanctification, content-wise, all that the human race, until the end of time, will need, I repeat, for both its salvation and sanctification, was completed by the year 100 AD. However, and now we come in. Once the apostolic age ended, then the church, under divine guidance, reflecting on these revealed truths, began developing, watch it, not new truths, but deeper, clearer insights, understanding of what God had revealed. And that development is going on constantly. While you might ask, was Our Lady's Immaculate Conception not defined until the 19th century? Why was Our Lady's bodily assumption into heaven not defined? Who remembers what year? 1951. What year was Our Lady's assumption defined? You're close. 1950. No, because I was in a hospital listening to the radio, having worked for months anticipating the definition. Now I was on my back carrying the Pope defined Our Lady's assumption. Who remembers the date, the day? November the 1st. Have I told you one of my plans for you people is to provide you with a quiz to identify the dates of important events in the history of the Catholic Church? No American would reach the age of reason and is sober and sane would not know what happened in 1776. And yet, pardon me, How many dates, as Catholics, we do not know. I repeat, and those are just examples. Both Our Lady's Immaculate Conception and a bodily assumption had to wait centuries before they were formally defined. Why? Because the church had to grow, here the verb, had to grow in the grasp of the meaning of both Our Lady's Immaculate Conception and a bodily assumption. I will not identify the prayer book by whom it is published, but I couldn't believe my eyes. Here's a good, close Catholic prayer book with the Litany of Our Lady and for the invocation, Queen assumed in heaven. They substitute Queen in heavenly glory. Oh no! Oh yes. Mary is in heaven with her body, as we shall hope to get there too. So we speak of a development. The church is constantly growing, I repeat, in her understanding in terms of depth of intelligibility. She is growing in her clarity, clearness of seeing. More clearly, this year, we can safely say, than last year. And a large part of that development of doctrine is the result of prayerful meditation, reflection by the human mind on what God has revealed. And what development of doctrine are we talking about? The phenomenal development of the role of the laity in the apostolate. Never before has the church seen more deeply or more clearly the absolute necessity of the laity in extending the kingdom of Christ on earth. So I'm sure I've said before, in Africa, the Catholic population in 1900 was less than 500,000. 1990, 70 million professed Catholics in Africa, and many martyrs. Well, because the church sees now, as she has never seen before, how indispensable are the laity in extending Christ's kingdom to all the world. I think we should take a 10-minute break. My watch here says a 3:15. Shall we reassemble in 10 minutes? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.